So when you were in the business and you're in New York and you really focused, you were this only female, and then you had all these men around you, were you ever harassed as a female?
I have a couple of stories to tell that are somewhat related to your question. One was, I was at the Senior Bowl game in Mobile, Alabama, and this was very early in my career, and there was an event the night before. The game was sponsored by a men's club. I can't even remember now which one it was. A men's club in Mobile, Alabama. And the night before the game, there was this big banquet, and everybody was invited. All the players, the coaches, and the sponsors, and the men of Mobile were invited to this event, this dinner and event, and all the players would be introduced. And before that event, they told my producer, "Now you know there's a problem that she," pointing to me, "can't come." "Well, why can't she come?" "Well, because women aren't allowed." And my producer said, "Well, she has to come because it's very important that she knows who the players are, because she's going to be the one interviewing these players during the game. And it's very important that she gets to talk to them tonight, maybe learn something about their story." "No, she cannot come." My producer, much to his credit, said, "Well, if she can't come, then the rest of us won't come, and we'll just pack our bags and go back to New York." So the men of Mobile said, "Okay, well, let us think about this." So they conferred among themselves and came back and finally said, "Okay, she can come, but she better not wear a short skirt." Of course, my only regret was that I didn't have a short skirt with me. So anyway, that was one instance where I wasn't necessarily harassed, but it was a very sexist thing for them to do. And another time, this story has always been kind of conflicting for me. I was at the Final Four basketball tournament, and there was a very famous coach there that I was sent down to interview. And they said, "No." My producer back in New York said, "No matter what, you come back with this interview. He's not doing interviews, but you need to get an interview with him." So we went down there. I went up to the famous coach and introduced myself, and I said, I've got to have an interview with you." And he was kind of nervous about it, and I could tell, but he knew my producer. And so I threw out his name, and he finally agreed to do the interview. So we did it in the lobby of where they had been holding the press conference, and he wasn't doing any other one-on-one interviews. And all the big basketball broadcasters were there, but I got this interview. So at the end of the interview, and he was very nervous during it, and you can tell he was kind of uneasy. I don't know if, I didn't know why he was uneasy, but I could tell that he was. And so I was trying to get through the interview because I had to get it, my group had to get it up on satellite and get it back to New York so it could air on the program that was coming up in about an hour. So anyway, we did the interview, and when we got up, I thanked him, and he kind of patted me on the rear end. I don't think he ever really knew what he was doing. And it was like he would do his team, you know, when they went off back onto the court. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
And so he did it unknowingly. I was in such a hurry that I just kind of went on. But I had a producer with me. My on-site producer was a woman, a New York woman, and she got very upset about it, more so than I did, because I felt like he didn't consciously know what he was doing. But anyway, so she told the president of ABC Sports about it, and he called me the next day, and he said, "I want you to know you don't ever have to put up with anything like that." He apparently called the head of the NCAA, and I think the coach was, I won't say reprimanded, but I think he got a phone call. So anyway, that was another instance. But like I said, I was conflicted about it because had I thought he intended to do that, I would have had an entirely different reaction. But the following year, I did another interview with the same coach when we were at his school for a football game. And so he didn't want to go. The night before, my fellow broadcasters that were with me went out to dinner with him, and they said he didn't want to go if I was going. So I said, "I don't want to go to dinner, but I would like to do an interview with him at the halftime of the football game tomorrow so we can talk about the upcoming basketball season. So he agreed to that.
So was that okay then when he was with you and talking?
Yes. And neither one of us mentioned it. So those are two instances where I, you know, like I said, I wouldn't say I was harassed, but it was, I did find out later, and I will say this about the coach, that he's was very uneasy around women. He did not like being around women because he used a lot of foul language and he felt very uncomfortable that he might slip up and say these words in front of a woman. Mm. Those were his words.
So out of your entire career, which was quite long, and largely then in a men's world,
Very few instances. I was treated almost entirely with respect. I was really more upset with the men of Mobile for being that way, about not wanting me to come to the dinner and then saying I could come if I had a short, didn't have a short skirt on.